Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, the world event I would like to look at today is Bitcoin and its recent record rise in value to over $100,000. I would also like you to follow up that and shine the light of Bible prophecy on that event for us. But let's start with Bitcoin.
What happened was on December 5th, Bitcoin exceeded $100,000 for Bitcoin. CNBC posted something about it. They actually think that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has something to do with this because he made some comments on Wednesday. Powell said people use Bitcoin as a speculative asset. It's just like gold, only it's virtual. It's digital. People aren't using it as a form of payment or store of value. It's highly volatile. It's not a competitor for the dollar. It's really a competitor for gold. Well, actually, the rise in price of Bitcoin and gold, for that matter, are partially because both are competitors to the U.S. dollar. Now, Bitcoin has risen a lot recently because of Donald Trump's reelection. He said he wanted to have some kind of Bitcoin reserve. His proposed chair of the SEC is pro-Bitcoin, so that's been a factor in its rise. But as far as gold goes, the BRICS nations have been accumulating gold to bypass the U.S. dollar for some period of time. And this last summer, one of the BRICS nations, Russia, was specifically moved to allow it to use more Bitcoin for basically the same reason. Now, regarding BRICS, gold, and the U.S. dollar, we did a video titled BRICS Push Aside the U.S. a Dollar, people can watch.
You mentioned the BRICS nations are accumulating gold to bypass the U.S. dollar. Will they be successful?
Well, probably not in real near term. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is hoping that his threat of 100% tariffs will prevent the BRICS nations from succeeding to come up with their own currency. But the Kremlin doesn't agree. Now, the reality is Donald Trump's comments basically are getting more nations to look for ways to go around using the U.S. dollar, but they're going to take more of these steps covertly.
Are the BRICS nations also accumulating Bitcoin?
Well, at least Russia looks to be. And related to Russia, the Bitcoin move, we also put up a video people can watch called Russia, USA, and Bitcoin.
Well, if they're accumulating both, is Bitcoin really as good as gold?
Well, for a lot of investors, Bitcoin's been a whole lot better. But however, it's not going to be in the long run. And this kind of reminds you of something Jesus said. In Luke 16, verse 8, he said, "For the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light." So people in this generation going toward Bitcoin. But the sons of light should be relying on biblical prophecy, as well as some basic facts related to gold and Bitcoin. Now, 2 years ago, Zero Hedge posted an article. Its title was, "The Bitcoin is as good as gold myth is over." Says when you buy gold or silver, there's no counterparty risk. But when you've got things like Bitcoin, like on a crypto exchange like FTX, you can have all kinds of problems. And then there was all kinds of problems with FTX. It was a crypto exchange. It filed for bankruptcy November 5th of 2022. It affected the price of Bitcoin for a while. So the article said, you know, gold and silver are still tried and true alternatives. And yes, gold and silver have been safer than being with FTX. Now, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have never been backed by anything other than the desire many use to trade or speculate with it. However, although currencies like the U.S. dollar were once backed by gold, currently it and nearly all the other currencies in the world are backed by nothing either. So in that respect, they're a whole lot like Bitcoin.
So if crypto and fiat currencies share the same characteristics as having no real backing, could you elaborate on that difference to gold for us?
Well, since at least 2014, I've warned people about Bitcoin from a biblical perspective. And I also ran across an article that I want to go over some parts about this, about Bitcoin versus gold. And what this person wrote was, "The simple fact is out of nearly 185,000 tons of estimated above ground gold, somebody owns all of it. You know, whether it's in computers, jewelry, coins, bars, or whatever. People use gold, and this article says the reason crypto can never replace gold lies in physics. Gold cannot be destroyed. Everything else can. Computers, exchanges, mines, nations, internet, whatever. Gold doesn't, however, rely on anything like that. It's tried and true, it says. It's like a battery with no expiration date. He says gold exists with an atomic number of 79 in the periodic chart table. It's chemically inert, does not interact with oxygen. It's the only element with properties that make it completely immune to the force of entropy. The only way to destroy it would be to fire it into the sun or somehow put it in the middle of an equivalent fusion reaction that took atoms apart at the subatomic level, which is, of course, different than things like Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, of course, Bitcoin is still around. But it remains my view that once governments get involved enough with their own digital currencies, like the central bank digital currencies, that steps are going to be taken to eliminate Bitcoin or do something else with it, period.
Very good. Now, will you shed some light of Bible prophecy on both cryptocurrencies and gold for us?
Well, understand that the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 16 to 18, the Bible tells us that a European beast power is going to control buying and selling. And the European Union has already taken some steps in order to do that. And related to that, we made a video called EU to be Sheriff of Bitcoin and Digital Currencies. They've already said they want to control this. Because of prophesied controls, the Bible makes no provision for anything like Bitcoin to be able to continue to operate as it is. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as gold goes, Protestants might be interested to find out that the New King James Version of the Bible has the word gold 453 times. And Catholics might be pleased to find out, or surprised to find out, that it's used 464 times in their Douay Rheims Bible. So reality is, gold is something that the Bible refers to, and it's prophesied to have worth into the time of the Great Tribulation. Now, the Bible prophesies, for example, that the coming European king of the north is going to get gold, which the end time Babylon is going to trade with. I want to go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, starting to read verse 37, says, he, this is this king of the north, is not going to regard God of his fathers, etc., etc., verse 38. But in this place, he's going to honor a god of fortresses, God his fathers did not know. He will honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus, he's going to go against the strongest fortresses of the foreign god. This, by the way, is talking about the end of the United States. And he's going to advance his own glory and his God's glory, and he's going to divide the land for gain. And at the time of the end, though, the king of the south is going to attack him. And the king of the north shall come upon him like a whirlwind, verse 43. He shall have power over the treasures of gold, silver, and all the precious things of Egypt. Now, the Great Tribulation begins, Daniel chapter 11, verse 39. And we see in verse 43, gold still has value.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the New Testament. Some people say, well, that's just Old Testament. Well, the New Testament talks about Babylon the Great, this European power that will rise up. Revelation 18, starting verse 10, says, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, mighty city, 1 hour your judgment has come. Merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, because no one's going to buy the merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, silk, scarlet, citron wood, ivory, precious wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, incense, frankincense, fragrant oil, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, and the bodies and souls of men. So some kind of slavery going on too. And that's going to keep going on. And the merchants who become rich by her are going to remember this stuff, and they're going to weep in verse 16 and say, alas, that great city is clothed in fine linen, purple, scarlet, and adorned with gold, precious stones and pearls. So the Bible is absolutely clear that gold will be of value into the Great Tribulation. Now, it also says for a time that it will be tossed in Ezekiel 7:19. But it's obvious that into the Great Tribulation, gold's going to have value. And by the way, the United States had conquered, this dollar's going to be worthless. Now, this is not a new position of the Church of God. The old Worldwide Church of God in 1979 published an article called When Money Fails. And it says, of course, since gold is regarded as a disaster hedge by many investors, prudence might dictate to perhaps a small fraction of your liquid assets be in gold. In another article on Europe and Prophecy, it wrote, in 18, we give a graphic description of Europe and its future economic peak. Remember, this prophecy occurs after the United States, Canada, and other Israeli nations have been conquered and brought to subservience. Verse 11, Europe's coming economic wealth and scope is described as John sees it shortly before the final crisis to occur before Jesus' coming takes place. Then they quote, and the merchants shall weep and mourn over her. No man buys her merchandise anymore. The merchants of merchandise of gold and silver. The reality is gold will outlast the U.S. dollar, and European beast power is going to have it.
What about silver, Dr. Teal? Are there any other additional prophecies that address silver?
Well, I mentioned Daniel 11, verse 40, talks about time of the end, verse 43. This king of the north is going to have power over the treasures of gold and silver. So silver is specifically mentioned, again, after the start of the Great Tribulation. And also we can read about silver in Zechariah 14, verse 14. It talks about the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be gathered together. Gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. And by the way, you and I did something people could watch, a silver-related video called Silver, Science, and Scripture.
Would you wrap this up for us, Dr. Teal, from both a world event position as well as a position of shining the light of Bible prophecy?
Well, the Bible shows that a debtor nation, a most indebted nation of all time, which by the way happens to the United States, is going to collapse in Habakkuk. So we know the United States dollar is not going to be worth any more than its scrap or novelty value. In terms of other world events, understand that the Europeans have been repatriating gold. And they're bringing more to their own countries. Gold that was in, by the way, London and New York is being stored there. I saw another article this week that the amounts kept there are reducing and more is going to Europe. The official European gold reserves by their central banks now is almost as much as the United States and China together. Now,
wow. This
is the official number, so maybe China has more than that. Now, as far as Bitcoin goes, unless it's adopted and controlled by the European beast, it's going to become worthless. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the time's also coming, U.S. dollars can be worthless. And Bible says that for a time, gold will be worthless. But that doesn't happen for gold until years after the demise of the U.S. dollar. But, of course, putting too much confidence in those kind of things is going to save anyone. We read about this in the book of James, James chapter 5, verse 1. Come now, you rich, howl, for your miseries have come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will be a witness against you. You will eat your flesh like fire. You've heaped up treasure for the last days. Why? Because what we really all need is true repentance. In Acts chapter 2, verses 38, we read we're supposed to repent, to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the promises. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, we're told that we've been grieved by various trials, that our faith will be tried so we be more precious than gold that perishes. Well, the United States is not likely to nationally repent to prevent its prophesied demise, nor is Bitcoin or its reserve going to prevent it. But we individually can take physical steps as well as spiritual steps before the U.S. dollar-based economy collapses. So anyway, don't put your confidence in Bitcoin, U.S. dollars, silver, gold. But as Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God in Matthew 6:33.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.